This time it's President Biden facing questions about classified documents. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Records found from his time as vice president at a Washington think tank where Joe Biden had an office from 2017 until his run for president.
How long have they been sitting around? Who had access all of this time? How many people had access?
That's Republican Congressman Michael Waltz. The White House says Biden attorneys found these documents November 2nd, and they were handed over to the National Archives.
The president ignoring questions on the matter, but of course it all calls to mind the criticism laid onto former President Trump last year after FBI agents seized approximately 300 classified documents from his Mar-a-Lago residence. Well, former President Trump shared this, quote, when is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House?
Fox's Alexandria Hov. President Biden's in Mexico again today for more talks amid a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally.
The two presidents reaffirmed their commitment to implement innovative approaches to address irregular migration. Exactly the type of migration many El Paso residents were angry President Biden did not see during his short stop at our southern border this weekend.
Fox's Brooke Singman. It's up to 14 storm deaths in already waterlogged California.
We're not out of the woods yet. We've got more heavy rain coming.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown, there's widespread flooding, thousands of evacuations in and around Montecito and areas prone to mudslides. House Republicans approved new rules, then passed their first bill in the new Congress to repeal IRS funding for thousands of new agents, but that's likely going nowhere in the Democrat-led Senate. They're celebrating in Georgia, a second straight college football national championship. Fox 5's Denise Dillon's in Athens.
A lot of folks standing on tabletops, climbing trees, climbing away. Lampposts, just running around taking pictures.
Georgia obliterated TCU 65-7, the biggest blowout in any bowl or postseason game in college football FBS history. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A terror trial is underway in New York City, stemming from the deadliest attack there since 9/11.
Defense attorneys for Saifullo Saipov do not deny what their client did October 31st, 2017, running over pedestrians with a rental truck in Manhattan and plowing into a school bus, allegedly in ISIS name. In their opening statement Monday, they say why he did it is important. The defense says it was not to join ISIS, but because the terrorist methods inspired by the group's religious beliefs influenced him. Saipov faces a possible death sentence, an outcome the defense thought was unfairly influenced by then-President Donald Trump, who called for it. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Kids will be sleeping in this morning in Des Moines, Iowa. School's canceled.
A cyber attack on its technology network is the reason for the shutdown. 33,000 students in Des Moines will be staying home. The district saying in a news release that its internet and network services would be offline while they investigate the situation. The nature of the attack, nor whether sensitive info might have been stolen, was not disclosed.
Fox's Karen McHugh. A teacher shot at a Virginia school last week is improving in a hospital.
Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew called the shooting of 25-year-old Richneck Elementary School teacher Abigail Zwerner unprecedented. He said it was not an accident when a 6-year-old student pulled a gun from his bag and shot her in the chest. Drew said there was no physical altercation preceding this and that they'll be talking to other students in the class with child psychologists present. The boy was evaluated at a hospital, but then the Community Service Board, which Drew says handles mental and behavioral health issues, got involved.
Community Service Board determined that a temporary detention order would be obtained from a magistrate, and the child is currently receiving treatment at a medical facility.
He says the gun was legally purchased by the boy's mother. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.